Hello, this is Dan Coughlin with my article, Balance the Opposites. Leadership is such meaningful work. You are truly trying to influence how other people think so they make decisions to improve results in a sustainable way. In trying to be a leader, you are aspiring to be on the same level with Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Mother Teresa, and Gandhi. They all worked to be leaders. One of the great challenges of leadership is deciding what topics to emphasize, what to say, and what to do. What topics do you emphasize? What behaviors do you invest most of your time doing? Where do you place your energy? These are very difficult questions to answer. It comes down to figuring out how to balance opposites. 11 opposites to consider balancing. Here are 11 opposites you might have to make a decision on. How much of each do you think you should emphasize in your leadership situation? Originality versus sustainability. How much time do you put into doing something different than anyone else has done? And how much time do you put into doing a common task over and over for the long term? Operations versus innovation. Do you emphasize getting the work done or coming up with new ways to add value to other people? Strategy versus execution. Do you focus on deciding what the organization needs to do to achieve its desired outcomes? Or do you focus on doing the planned actions as well as you can do them? Laser-like focus versus broad interest. Is it more effective for you to concentrate solely on the value you want your organization to be known for delivering? Or is it better to travel widely, read broadly, and talk with people from all walks of life? Asking questions versus telling stories. Do you think you are more effective as a leader in listening to a person's ideas or in telling stories to large audiences? Raising the level of performance across the organization versus meeting with an individual. Is it better for you to sit in your office and focus on developing a company-wide professional development program or to invest those 2 hours in meeting with one individual to better understand the person's purpose, values, passions, and talents and help guide the person to a role where he or she can be more effective? Public speaking versus private conversations. Is it a more effective use of your time to go around your organization giving public speeches at town hall meetings or to meet with individuals over a cup of coffee? Vision versus details. Do you think you should keep talking about your organization's vision or about the details of an upcoming meeting? Growth versus excellence. Is it better to always focus on growing revenue and adding salespeople and adding new customers? Or is it better to focus on improving day-to-day performance in every part of your organization? Time at work versus time with your family versus time by yourself. Is it a better use of your time to work 70 hours a week, to sign up to coach 4 youth basketball teams, or to train for a marathon? Exercise versus relaxation. Is it healthier for you to get up at 5 a.m. and put in 5 miles on the treadmill every morning? Or is it healthier to curl up with a good book and then take a nap? Conclusion. I don't think the answer to any of those questions lies in choosing one or the other of the opposites, but rather in consciously